Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we celebrate the National Day of Prayer with our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill, and Staff Evangelist Josh Davis. And then a little later, Greg Patton and Clayton Van Hus will preview our Kansas Prophecy in the News live event, which starts tomorrow in Bel Air, Kansas. I want to personally invite you to come hear Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Clayton Van Hus, and Rob Lindstedt. A special One World update will be shared, biblical mysteries will be revealed, and the latest update on what is happening in Israel. All this and much more will be covered at the Prophecy in the News live event tomorrow and Saturday. Register for this free event. Seating is limited, so don't delay. Visit the events page at our website, swrc.com. Or you can register by phone. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News live, tomorrow and Saturday at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. Today is the National Day of Prayer. First passed in 1952, this day is set aside so that the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches, in groups, and as individuals. Here are Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Kenneth Hill, and Josh Davis.
Welcome. Hi, I'm Kenneth Hill, the president of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, and I am delighted to be with you today. I've been invited to come and to host this conversation that we're going to have today concerning our National Day of Prayer. This is the 73rd annual National Day of Prayer. God has blessed this nation beyond our full understanding, and He continues to bless us, even though our nation doesn't deserve His blessing. He loves us in spite of ourselves. Isn't that wonderful? But He expects us to respond to Him and to bow before Him and to forsake our wicked ways and to follow Him. And so on this National Day of Prayer, I would call all of those who follow Jesus Christ to bow before Almighty God and to give their allegiance and their desire of winning ways. Give them over to God Almighty. You know, that's so important because people want to have things their way. We need to bow before God and want to have things His way. May that be the case today. You know, God is still on the throne and prayer changes things, and we have the opportunity to gather today and to be with Almighty God and with His followers. May we take time today to assemble ourselves together and pray on this National Day of Prayer. Josh Davis is with us. He is our evangelist, our field worker, who's out speaking to many folks from day to day, and our vice president. And he happens to be the guy that is in charge of these many lessons that are taught on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And we have Larry Spargimino here with us today as well. Dr. Spargimino, a dear friend of this ministry, a dear friend of you, my friend, and as is Josh. So we're gathered here today to bring our nation together to worship God and to spend time in prayer. Brother Larry, welcome. We'll start with conversation with you, my friend.
Yes, thank you, Kenneth. So glad to be with you and with Josh Davis.
Indeed. And Josh, we say welcome.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hill. It's wonderful to be with both of you again.
Indeed. It's a wonderful thing to gather in the name of Jesus Christ and to spend time worshiping the Lord God Almighty. Now, Brother Larry Spargimino, you have studied this thing called the National Day of Prayer, but you have also studied revival as it has been presented in this nation of ours. Do you have anything to share with us today?
Well, yes, I really do. Now, it was not exactly in America, but it was in the 1940s. I want to say a few things, if I may, about the Hebrides revival. There is a wonderful, wonderful story of that revival that took place on the island of Lewis, just off of Scotland. There was an amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It was totally the result of the consistent prayer of two elderly ladies in their 80s, Peggy and Christine Smith. And sometimes I know when we get up in years, we wonder, oh my, can I serve the Lord? What can I do for the kingdom of God? What can I do that churches would be revitalized? Well, they were both bent over by severe arthritis, but they were strong in spirit. They were grieved by the way the attendance at their local church had dwindled down to about six elderly people, and there were no young people. So these two dear saints of God dedicated every Tuesday and Friday night to prayer. They would begin at 10 p.m. and pray through the night until maybe 3 or 4 a.m. the next morning. And something happened. There were no TV spots. There were no praise gatherings. There were no big-name evangelists. It was obviously and totally the work of the Lord. Duncan Campbell, who was the main figure in the revival, although he was not your typical fiery revivalist, he said this, and I think this story with the two sisters really brings this out. He said, "Revival is the moving of God in the community, and suddenly the community becomes God-conscious before a word is said by any band representing any special effort." Close quotes. So that moving of God comes through the prayers of God's people. And like I say, there were no stick-em-up-in-your-dead rallies, big bands, famous people, but something happened. It was unexplainable. It was like the fog coming upon the Hebrides Islands, the Isle of Lewis, suddenly descending, and everything was so spontaneous. Nothing was really planned. When Duncan Campbell got there one night about 9 p.m. to start the revival, he said, "Well, let me say a few words to the church." And there are about 600 people gathered outside. And Duncan Campbell had traveled from Edinburgh, I believe it was. He was wore out, but he never got to bed until about 5 a.m. the next morning because there was something there. I should say there was someone there. It was God, the Holy Spirit. And I think these two elderly ladies just praying and asking the Lord, "Bless our church. We want to see young people. We need your help, Lord." That's what they said over and over again. And God heard that prayer. What a wonderful demonstration of faithful prayer.
Amen. And what we have found is that when people gather together, God has promised to meet them and to be in their midst. Is that not what the Bible says?
Amen.
And so here we are with a story from a faraway land, and God used these ladies to bring a revival in that region. And God used them in their prayer lives to bring revival around the world, really, because God was at work. Now, Brother Josh, give us what God has laid on your heart for today.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Hill. The theme verses for this year's National Day of Prayer comes from 2 Samuel chapter 22. The theme is "Lift up the word, light up the world." And there's a pioneer Christian missionary to China, Hudson Taylor, that advised a fellow missionary that was seeking to go into a new area with the gospel. Hudson Taylor knew there was going to be some opposition to that. He said, "Brother, if you would enter that province, you must go forward on your knees." People have adapted that saying to say that the Christian army advances on our knees. It's because we realize that we are totally dependent upon God, just as the story that Pastor Larry was sharing with us demonstrates, that sometimes in Christian service, sometimes in church work, sometimes in Christian ministry, we become self-reliant, self-dependent on our knowledge, our strength, our abilities, our budget, instead of looking to the Lord and fully relying upon Him. And so I just want to encourage people as we pray that we remember that we are praying to the same God that those two ladies prayed to, that Hudson Taylor prayed to, that Paul served, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we are so grateful that we can come before the Lord. These verses that have been picked out for the theme of this 73rd National Day of Prayer, and again, the theme is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, comes from 2 Samuel 22, 29 to 31. It says, "Thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness." Verse 30, "For by thee I have run through a troop, by my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler, he's a shield to all them that trust in him." And there's 3 points that I see in these verses. The first is that God gives us sight through prayer. God gives us strength through prayer, secondly. And thirdly, God gives us safety through prayer. And we can see God working and moving in every one of these avenues in a great way. You know, the Lord is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, as it says in Psalm 119. And our resident archaeologist, Clayton Van Hus, has one of these lamps at the time period of David. It's about the size of your palm. It would hold some olive oil and a small wick. You know, it's not like a car headlight or a flashlight that's going to show hundreds of feet in front of you. It only shows one step at a time. And so when we're seeking the Lord in prayer, when we're coming to Him in prayer, we are coming with that attitude of, "Lord, guide me one step at a time." And often that's how God directs our steps, one step at a time. And as we seek the Lord in prayer, we begin to draw strength in Him. David, the author of this here in 2 Samuel, also is the one who went before Goliath. And as he stood before Goliath, he didn't say, "Come here, big boy, I'm going to whoop up on you, and I've got it in my hands." No, no, no. He said, "The battle is the Lord's." He recognized that God was the one who was enabling him to stand in this battle. I know in this world, with all that we see, the bad news that we hear, the triumph of evil as it seems in our day, we've got to keep in mind this battle is the Lord's. As we come to the Lord in prayer, we can earnestly seek His face and say, "This battle, today's battle that I'm fighting, whether that be individually or us as a nation here in America, this battle belongs to the Lord." And we run to God as a shield for all of us who trust in Him. So, Dr. Hill, I thank you for allowing me to share these few words. And Pastor Larry, I'm glad to be with you on the program today as well.
Amen. It's a wonderful time when we gather to know that God is in control. And so it is today, on this, the 73rd National Day of Prayer, that we gather together that we might spend time in prayer. And I would like for Brother Larry to begin our time of prayer, followed by Brother Josh, and then I will close our prayer today together. Dr. Spargimino, please.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy to us. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as a universal donation upon your people worldwide. Dear Lord, we know that we are weak. We are living in perilous times. Iran is flying missiles and drones into Israel. Russia continues to pound Ukraine. China is building up to an invasion of Taiwan. Lord, we know that our military leadership is distracted by DEI and lacks focus and so on and so forth, but we know that you still are on the throne and that prayer changes things. I thank you, Lord, of the wonderful work that you are doing even now throughout our world. I think of Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, who leads the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, a group that represents more than 42,000 churches, dear Lord, around the nation. And he is pointing out, and I think quite correctly, that Latino evangelicals are among the fastest growing segment within an increasingly powerful voting bloc. And they are those who love America, they love the family, they love the good things that we love as well. And so, dear Lord, we're certainly very, very encouraged. I know the enemy out there is strong, the enemy is multitudinous, the enemy is wicked and deceitful, but you are our God. We praise your holy name for that. And so, Lord, help us to be prayer warriors. Help us to stand tall. Help us to not be afraid, because we are engaged in spiritual warfare, and your Spirit leads, your Spirit encourages, your Spirit guides. Please help us. We pray for this wonderful country that we're living in. We pray for President Biden. We pray that you would touch his heart and open his heart, his mind, and his eyes. And we pray that we would see a tremendous change. We pray that by the grace of God, good things would be coming forth from Washington, D.C. Help us. Help them. Help our Congress. Help our legislators. Help our police men and women. So many wonderful people in law enforcement. And Father, we pray for our military. We certainly need a military. Help all of our soldiers to be brave, to love our country, to love God. Be with those chaplains in the military who are ministering to all the men and women in the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. Please show mercy to us. It's in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Larry. And I'll continue this time of prayer as we look to the Lord on this 73rd National Day of Prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these two wonderful brothers that I'm privileged to learn from, Pastor Larry and Dr. Hill, and we're grateful for their many years of faithful followership of our Lord Jesus Christ and the example that they give us in faithfully following the Lord and prayer warriors, and I'm just so glad to be with them today. Lord, you know the turmoil that America faces, and you see all that we are struggling with and struggling against as Christians who are standing upon your word. And we pray that as we lift up the word, that you would light up this world. You are our lamp, O Lord, and you will lighten our darkness. And you give us strength to run through a troop and to leap over those walls. And as for the Lord, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. Grateful for these verses, Heavenly Father, and all that you are doing in our world in this very day. We know that we can't understand, we can't grasp all that's happening, but we know that it's all under your watch care and that you are guiding things along according to your prophetic clock with perfection. And we praise you and thank you for that. We know that if a great move of God is going to happen in America, it's not going to begin in the White House. It's got to begin at the church house. And we ask, Lord, that you would do that great work across our land within your people, and that as your people are revived, that it would spill out into an awakening across this land and across the world. And we pray that there would be a great harvest of souls before the rapture would occur. And we ask that you would just help us to see things turn around so that many souls would be saved. We know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we pray that you would be with our church leadership, the pastors that are faithfully proclaiming your truth. Encourage them in the Lord. Help them as they're fighting this spiritual battle, that you would encourage them, strengthen them, support them, enable them to be victorious in this battle, and for all of us as Christian followers of Jesus Christ, that we would continue to fight the good fight of faith together in these days that we live in. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, and we give you praise in advance for all that you will do in answer to these prayers that are made today. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. Thank you for a love that is beyond measure. Now, Father, we ask that you would guide us, use us, bless us, and we thank you for all that's going to be done for the cause of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and our soon coming King. Amen and amen.
As we think about the National Day of Prayer and the importance of prayer for our nation and families, let me recommend two outstanding resources that will enrich your prayer life and help you draw closer to God. First, the book Prayers of the Ancients by Dr. Kenneth Hill. This book examines the greatest prayers of the Bible. How did people like Daniel, David, and Moses talk to God? What can we learn from their example? What can we know about God Himself from the prayers of Isaiah, Job, Paul, and the Lord Jesus Christ? Find out in Prayers of the Ancients. Another great resource is the book Praying for America by Dr. Robert Jeffress. Praying for America will serve as a very necessary and timely reminder that in God we trust. Both Prayers of the Ancients and Praying for America are available today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order these books at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, our Prophecy in the News live event will begin in Bel Air, Kansas at Sunrise Christian Academy. With a preview of the speakers and topics, here's Clayton Van Hus and Greg Patton.
The Wichita, Kansas Prophecy in the News live event begins tomorrow, Friday, May 3rd. I'm Clayton Van Hus, and I am joined today by Dr. Greg Patton, and we will both be speaking at the conference in Wichita in the next 2 days. Dr. Patton, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Clayton. I'm looking forward to our few minutes together here, as well as our time out in Wichita. It's going to be a good time.
It certainly is. I'm very excited. I know we're both scheduled to speak both days, Friday, May 3rd, and Saturday, May 4th. Dr. Patton, do you mind to tell our listeners who don't know you what you're all about?
Yes, I pastor a church the last, 35 years here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 4 decades ago, I came in contact with the spirit world. As a result of that, it started an entirely new ministry that still goes on stronger than ever today as we try to help Christians and understand some of spiritual warfare things going on in the world today. And so that's what I'll be speaking about those 2 days, and I will assure you, as well as our listeners, that they're going to hear some things they've never heard before, both Friday and Saturday. And I'm really looking forward to educating, if you will, our audience in such a way that I think will be helpful. There's so many people out there, and even in our churches, that have some real problems, and they don't know how to deal with them. Sometimes they're mischaracterized as being mental difficulties. Kind of what we're going to do is clarify some things with folks and just share the Word of God over those 2 days. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be able to share out there in Wichita.
Well, great. It's always a joy to listen to you, and you're very encouraging. You talk about what is often a scary topic, and you turn it into victory.
That's it. Let me interrupt there for just a moment. Yeah, even our book is called Victim or Victor, and I want to do that. I want to take that fear out. As I talk about in my messages everywhere I go, 2 big tools of the enemy are fear and lies, and he uses them both to such a degree that really gets people confused in the Christian audience. We try to take all that away and just get down to earth and say, hey, here's kind of what's going on in the world today, and it's been going on for some time. You need not be fearful. God's not given you a spirit of fear, so let's get down to business in our Christian walk. Yeah, that's where we're coming from.
That's great. If you're in the Wichita, Kansas area, please join us at Sunrise Christian Academy. That's in Bel Air, Kansas. You can find out more information by emailing us at info@swrc.com, or you can give us a call in the offices at 1-800-652-1144. So we look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. So Dr. Patton will be speaking on the spirit world. I'm an archaeologist and an apologist with Southwest Radio Ministries myself. I will be speaking on Friday on the Star and the Scepter. We'll be talking about an Old Testament prophecy. Oftentimes in these prophecy conferences and in prophecy ministries, we want to talk about end times, but we miss talking about some Bible prophecies that we've seen fulfillment. And so I'll be talking about one from the book of Numbers that saw its fulfillment, but also still has some future fulfilling because the penultimate words of Jesus, the next to the last words he spoke in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, point to even more fulfillment of this prophecy. And then on Saturday, May 4th, I'll be speaking on the subject of unicorn archaeology. That's an interesting topic. So we've got about 20 seconds left, Dr. Patton. So if people want to come out, yeah, it's free. It's at Bel Air, in Bel Air, at Sunrise Christian Academy. Can you give us just a last word on that?
Yes, and just encourage you to come out and be a part of all of that. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. You come to Wichita, that special meeting, this Friday and Saturday, and we are going to impart some knowledge in every area. We want to encourage you to join us this coming weekend.
Well, thank you, Dr. Patton, and we hope to see everyone there.
Today is the National Day of Prayer. As our hearts and minds ponder the importance of prayer for our nation and families, let me recommend two outstanding resources that will enrich your prayer life and help you draw closer to God. First, the book Prayers of the Ancients by Dr. Kenneth Hill. This book examines the greatest prayers of the Bible. Another great resource is the book Praying for America by Dr. Robert Jeffress. Praying for America will serve as a very necessary and timely reminder that in God we trust. Both Prayers of the Ancients and Praying for America are available today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we'll learn what camels can teach us about the accuracy of God's Word. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app, by listening to us at oneplace.com, sermonaudio.com, and now at pray.com. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.